My Love of Life Energy is a podcast created by Anna Scott. Anna knows that every human being sees life uniquely. In this podcast, she will talk to people and learn from them. These conversations are to shine the brilliance of each human being she speaks to. Join her. After each exploration, you will expand on your insights and see truth and beauty.
Good morning and good afternoon, and welcome to my podcast, My Love of Life Energy. And today I have the great honor of speaking with Nikki Welch. Nikki Welch is a coach and a consultant. Her and her husband, Jed, have a business where they help organizations and the people in them perform at their highest level with the greatest ease and joy. And with that, Nikki, it is such an honor to be with you today.
Hi, Anna. It's great to be here.
So I know you through, this is the second year in a row we've done Penn Manning's advanced mentoring group, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you're a three principles person also, I believe.
Yeah, so I guess 6 years ago, I started exploring the principles, I would say quite reluctantly. So my husband is and has been for a long time a coach and a consultant, and had found the principles as a way of pointing people to their own sort of deepest potential. And I was running my own business, and he said to me, I think this would help you as well. And I was like, no, I think I'm fine. And but I saw the change in him. I saw how impactful his exploration was and couldn't be left out. So I went from exploring it for myself to feeling that it didn't feel right to keep it to myself. So wanting to help other people and just seeing how powerful understanding a little bit more about the system behind your experience, how that can help anyone in any circumstance. Yet it's so invisible that it's really, that we just don't see it.
And so what did you see for yourself?
Well, I think I saw that my habits of taking everything upon myself were actually a limitation, and that in relinquishing some of the holding tight that I was doing, there was more space for interesting things to happen, but also for me to have a richer experience, including the things that were not going the way that I wanted them to. I was able to experience them more fully, but also find more creative solutions. Yeah.
One of the things I remember you were sharing in one of the calls, you were on a hike. Do you remember that? You were walking up the hill. Do you mind talking about that and sharing that?
Sure.
It was profound for me.
Yeah, it was profound for me too. I was very lucky. I was walking with some friends, and we were doing a four-day hike in Italy, which was mostly uphill. There was very little downhill, but it was beautiful and serene and, you know, beautiful surroundings. But we'd been walking up a hill for about an hour, and I noticed that I wasn't struggling with the walking up the hill, but I also noticed that I kept distracting myself. So I caught myself going, what shall I think about next? And in that moment, I felt like I had a choice. I thought, I'm not going to think about anything else next, but I wonder what it is that's really getting me up the hill. And in that moment, I realized it wasn't me. Like, fundamentally, it wasn't my doing that I was walking up a hill, that the energy to walk up the hill was coming from something before me. And sort of pointing my mind in that direction, I suppose, really gave me a really different it was a beautiful experience at the time, because everything kind of dissolved and I was just energy, it felt like. But then it gave me a real kind of benchmark, because I felt the difference. I felt what it, and since then I've been able to notice when I'm trying to mentally do something rather than tap into something that's much more powerful.
And you know, since we're both in this advanced mentoring program mm-hmm. with Ken, can you speak about this other thing?
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting because I still don't really have language for it that kind of does it justice. But for me, it's seeing that, or knowing that there's a deeper and greater energy and intelligence to life that powers everything. And in that moment, I was witness to it in the nature that I was in, but also in the me being part of that. And that's available to us all the time, because it is what we are.
When you're speaking, I can feel the quietness and the expansiveness of it all.
Yeah, it's such, for me, it's such a powerful thing to be able to experience it. And it's what I've seen subsequently is it's wonderful to experience it in that kind of in that environment. But also to know that it's available when I'm doing my tax return is very cool. Like it's ordinary and extraordinary. And one of the things that I'm really interested in is how do we keep showing people that this isn't just for the spectacular moments in life. This is us. Mm-hmm. And that potential or like richness or just the fact that there's always something more in our experience available to us is really, you know, that's what helps people in the kind of bread and butter moments, as well as having kind of transcendental moments, which is, yeah, I think both are important.
It's, Ken would talk about developing a relationship with this.
Mm.
And I'm curious what you've seen about that, because you've really had a profound experience, but also an honoring of it, that it's always there.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's what for me anyway, that's how I translate that relationship. It's the fact that most people, you know, when they're stood by the sea or by the ocean or on a mountain, they experience the kind of largeness, the fact that the world isn't them, that they are part of something much bigger. So it's kind of easy in those magical moments. But for me, that relationship is seeing it when you're doing the washing up. And looking for it, I think, when you're doing the washing up. Because that's what the relationship is, isn't it? It's going, is it really here? Is that what I'm really made of? Is this true all the time? And I suppose what happened to me that day and what keeps happening to me is that I keep asking myself that question. Like now?
What? Okay.
So like, right is now, it is like right like, now? Yeah.
Like, okay, let's look right now. So what right. do you see? Yeah.
But you said it. You said when I, you know, in that moment, you felt the kind of the quiet and the expansiveness. Well, there it is. It's it, and that for me is, I think the relationship is, it's sort of, is for me, it's been, can I just keep looking for it in the mundane, in the now?
It reminds me of like, Where's Waldo?
Yeah. Yeah. But you, I don't know. I think I'm, it's interesting because I didn't come to this as a sort of seeker. I'm quite practical. I'm quite pragmatic. And so for me, it's like, I don't want, I love the magic, but I'm really interested in the sort of the nuts and bolts side of it, because I think that's where like genuine, the kind of, what's the word? We can really help people ease their suffering, do the things that they want to do, you know, that, It's in the ordinary in a way.
Say more. What do you see as the nuts and bolts of it? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's a recognition that we are, and this is kind of cliche, but it looks true to me, that we're flesh and blood, we're human beings who are having a spiritual experience. And it's recognizing that if you know both of those things, you've won the lottery. If you can see that your experience is coming from something beyond this animal, yet it's experienced in this being, then you've got the opportunity of having a really profound experience and existing in a kind of ecosystem of beings.
It's so funny. You said, you know, you're practical. And you're not so much interested in the magic, but when I hear you speak, what I'm feeling is the magic. It's like, it's when I become awake to the spiritual nature of who I am, and I see it, like I go, oh, here it is. In the mundane, the magic is happening.
It's exactly. Exactly. I am interested in the magic, but I'm kind of interested in it in the mundane.
Well, it's like it doesn't have to. What I'm loving about this is I just had this client who, she was talking about vacations and all these things. She goes, well, I get there and then I go, well, now what? Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing is that this is what I love about it, is that I can have a vacation experience no matter what I'm doing,
yeah,
wherever I am. And yeah. It will be like so magical and blown away that that's what you're offering.
Yeah. Well, and that you can have, you know, when people go off on vacation and they're with their loved ones, or they have a special kind of, they feel this special connection. In my invitation is, you can have that connection with your coworkers, with the lady who you see who's walking her dog in the morning, with the guy in the bakery. It's if only you knew how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you understood it and could see it.
And were open to seeing it, because I think for many people, our conditioning is that we've kind of opted accidentally not to see it, and instead to experience a narrative around it, which makes it harder for us to see. But even then, sometimes it slips through. You know, we get on the bus and we sit next to someone and we accidentally fall into a lovely conversation, and oh, there it is again. Proof.
My mother used to have this friend, and she lived across the street from us, and her name was Annie Vi. And she died young. And why I'm saying this is, you remind me of my mother's relationship with this woman, or what it would be like to be your friend. Because this woman saw the beauty and joy no matter what she was doing. Like the silver dollar pancakes, animals would come to her, you know, in the suburb of Chicago.
Mm. Yeah.
There was this, I think that's what you're painting.
Well, I think that's what's possible. And, you know, and what we see more and more in our work is, you know, we often work with organizations across, you know, multiple teams and multiple levels, and quite often they're manufacturing, so they're interested in the bottom line, because then, you know, they're producing at cost. And yet we see that when we teach teams or groups of people within the organization and they begin to explore how the mind works, that they begin to experience that too. And that's, I think that's what's so exciting, that it isn't, it's great if you can go off on a spiritual quest and see, you know, have this experience like that. But isn't it, in a way, isn't it better that you can go to work and everyone can have it, not just the privileged or not just the people who can kind of choose to take time out of what they're doing to explore?
Well, what I love is that what you're pointing to is that it just becomes a part of the day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Rather than, and it's sewn into life.
Yeah.
Rather than a separate experience of life.
Right. And I love how you say that, because that's the truth, right? It isn't separate. It is where we all come from and go to. And you know, I am really lucky, because with Jed, my husband, we, you know, we work together and we get to have this conversation together all the time. I'm sure for the fly on the wall, it would be incredibly dull, because all roads lead back to here. But it is just that never ending opportunity to see just how profound and ordinary it is. And we often, you know, talk about it being a come from, not a go to.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And it's,
say more.
No, it's just that it's what you just said, is that if it looks like it's an external place to get to, you've got something to do. And when you see that it's the place to come from, I think what I see more and more is that you can keep coming from there with less and less doing.
Yeah, what I'm sensing from you is that the more and more I come from that, there's less that I actually have to do.
Yeah.
There's less to do. And the experience is so much richer that I can't even imagine.
Right. Well, and in less to do, it doesn't mean that you're doing less, but there's less sort of intellect kind of thinking to be done.
Well, the other thing, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go.
Well, what I just saw, there actually is sometimes less to do, because when I'm that clear in my head, I'm not doing as many of the steps. I see what's essential.
Yeah.
I still may be a full life, but it's just simpler.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm on vacation at the moment. Packing is still packing. You know, the stuff still has to get in the bag. But with less complexity, I think, like you say, more, you're clearer on what needs to be done, and you're not dramatizing the other bits. And again, I can't see a bit of life that wouldn't benefit from that clarity and less complexity.
So Nikki, how do you, like, when you're, I love this, the come from, because what I hear is, it's so funny, because what I'm sensing right now from you, it's happening anyway. It's like the truth of where we're coming from.
Yeah.
But you're just aware that that's where you're coming from.
Yeah. Precisely. Yeah. And I mean, clearly not all the time, because, you know, we all get caught up and we all get a bit lost in our thinking. But I think what you've said just there is the absolute, the more you remember, well, this is how it works anyway.
Right.
It's like, well, it was like if you were doing woodwork and there's a grain. Every time you remember, oh, this is the grain. So if I saw in this direction, it's going to be easy. And if I saw in that direction, it's going to be hard and there'll be splinters. And well, why would I do anything apart from go with the grain of how my mind works?
And, you know, for our listeners, what have you learned how your mind works? Share with them. For people who are hearing this, you know, never, like, they, like some, like my wish would be and a miracle that somebody who doesn't know anything about this bumps into listening. This conversation, yep. Listens, and they get to hear something they've never heard before.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that every human being, the process or the mechanism behind how we experience whatever is going on in our life is the same. So we as human beings are having an experience of the circumstances that we're in. There's a step between us and our circumstances all the time, and that is created by our mind. And by mind, I don't mean brain. I mean the energetic force that exists alongside our brain and powers it. And if you see that you're having an experience, and you see that that experience is created by a coming together of what you're thinking or thought and what you're aware of. Because if you're not aware of something, you can't experience it. And my favorite way of proving this to anyone who was listening is think of your feet. My guess is in the moment that you think of your feet, you experience your feet. And a minute ago, you weren't experiencing your feet, but they were still there. And that's, like, again, that's the truth of it. We can't experience something unless we're using thought and awareness to come together. Yet it's so fast and it's so compelling. It looks like it's just reality. And I was working with a client this morning, and she said to me, I'm going to kind of paraphrase her, but she said, in knowing this, I now have choices when I didn't think I had choices. Because in the moment that you realize that it's not reality kind of forcing itself on you, that you're having an experience of it, you get choice.
Right.
You can choose to think of your feet, or if they're not relevant, I mean, I have my hand in a splint because I had a fall yesterday. This whole conversation, I have not thought about how it hurts. And I just noticed it and I just thought of it. And now I'm aware of the pain of it. That's how powerful it is. So for me, this exploration of this kind of going with the grain is every time that you see, oh, I'm having an experience of this situation, means that you get some agency in how you experience that. Yeah. And that it's the thing that powers thought and awareness is a benign, intelligent energy. It's on our side.
Yeah. But what's interesting from this, what I've become really clear through Ken's class is that energy is benevolent.
Yeah.
But it's a feeling of love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, if I understand that and that's where I'm coming from, it's a pretty good life.
Yeah. Well, it's really sad when you see the inverse of that, when people mistakenly get kind of caught up in doubt or scarcity in their thinking, because they miss that, you know, abundance, that love, that benevolence that we're kind of designed with, we're powered by.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm.
We've come to the end of our time together. And I'm so grateful for this conversation. I knew I would be.
It's been lovely.
It's been sitting with you in the class for these last 2 years. I've had a secret crush.
You didn't need to make a podcast.
I did. That's what I get to do. Nikki, how do people find you and Jed and the work that you're doing?
Well, our business is called Naturally High Performance. So you can find us on our website, which is naturallyhighperformance.co.uk. And all the other connections are on there.
Great. Well, that will be in the link in your bio, et cetera. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Anna. I've really loved that.